So the reading is from Luke chapter 13, verses 18 to 21, the parables of the mustard seed and the yeast. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed which a man grew and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air perched in its branches." Again, he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like the yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the ways in which you speak to us and encourage us through your word. And we thank you also for the gift of your Holy Spirit and the life that he brings. And so we pray for the uniting of word and spirit with our hearts and minds this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. So over these past few weeks, we've been thinking about the God-given, what we hope and believe is the God-given identity of each of our worshipping congregations, of each of our churches across the parish. We looked a few weeks ago here, St. Mary's being the Antioch church, as it were, the church in which people are built up, prayed for, sent out for mission. We looked at St. Mark's on Harvest Sunday about being the community of a family kind of community, but also where communion is central. And we spoke last week, or Phil spoke beautifully last week about All Saints and all that is happening there and all that we're seeing happen at All Saints. And I've said a few times that it's quite an unusual thing to be doing with our sermon slot. And next week is when it will all begin to make sense as we begin to explore our vision together, what we believe God is calling us as a parish to, what he's leading us to. It will all begin to make sense as to why we've been doing this. And today is particularly unusual because we're talking about a church that doesn't even exist yet. And we're thinking about Peace Pottage, and also within that, thinking a little bit about Warninglid too, and the important role that those two villages play in our vision and in who God is calling us to be. And what we're doing this morning really is hoping and dreaming and imagining what it could look like in the coming months and years within our parish as we think about those communities. And it is remarkable to think about the things that seem to be happening in both those villages when it comes to building relationships with people. And it's a result of a lot of prayer, a desire to serve growing villages, and God aligning things. Too many things for them to be pure coincidence. It is amazing the things that have been happening, particularly in Peace Pottage, with the things that just seem to be happening, in inverted commas, that it's hard to deny that God is involved in this. If nothing else, just thinking about the kind of location of it and the way that Peace Pottage has been built. When I first arrived here, there was an area of Peace Pottage that wasn't even in our parish. It was in a neighbouring parish. And I think before I arrived, conversations were already happening about changing the boundaries, and that all became official so that then the whole of Peace Pottage ended up being in our parish. Not long after, planning permission was approved for the hospice and the big development, which has been happening since then. And when it's finished, that community of Woodgate is going to be 650 homes, the school which is already there, the hospice which is due to open I think next month, and a shop which is opening soon, and a cafe which is already there as well. And so there's no denying that with a community growing as quickly as that and as large as that, that it makes sense that the church should be part of the discussion of what's happening. And for the past 6.5 years, I've been trying to do that, kind of behind the scenes, talking to the diocese, talking to developers, talking to different people who are involved in Peace Pottage. And up until recently, it seems like every door we tried just seemed to close, and it just didn't seem to be either the right time or the right way. So when the developments were first proposed, I said to the diocese, we should be speaking to Thakom Homes about getting a church built. But it just the timings just didn't quite work out. We'd slightly missed the boat with that one, unfortunately. And then we were talking about the school and saying it would be great to have that as a church school, but then Warning Lid made the decision to move in, and that was right and good and the right thing to do. However, in the past year, it seems that doors that we're not even trying to push are just flinging wide open for us. And it's amazing to see. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about how there's a new head at the school who happens to know and love Jesus and have a heart for the community and want to work with us in building what's happening there, which is remarkable. We also have the fact that Thakom Homes, in their infinite wisdom, brilliant wisdom, built a number of beautiful properties, one of which was their sales office, which could not look more like a church if it wanted to. And knowing now that that is looking very likely to be something that we will be involved in running in the future means that God has clearly been working behind the scenes, even when we were trying different things. And that all is really encouraging and really exciting. And part of what we're thinking about, we're also thinking about Warning Lid. And the key thing in Warning Lid has been the healing of some relationships from the past, some really key conversations that have been going on there, connections that are being made, and beautiful times of just gathering together for coffee with people through the coffee morning that Carol's involved in, and just building relationships and talking about the future in quite exciting ways. Interestingly, both Warning Lid and Peace Pottage have a history of having churches planted by St. Mary's that have both since closed. And it just feels like we're in a season of saying, in a way, it's time to rethink that and rebuild. And I've said before about how, see, I'm doing a new thing is a great passage, but sometimes God is doing an old thing again, but in a new way. And that seems to be the case, particularly in Warning Lid and Peace Pottage. Interestingly, I was kind of just joking with God last week about if we were to do something in Warning Lid, what would it be called? And had this beautiful idea to call a church St. Peter's, because obviously the original church was called St. Andrew's, and Andrew brought Peter along to follow Jesus. And I thought maybe it could be that sort of St. Andrew's was the one that prepared the ground, and now St. Peter's. Well, anyway, that's rise from the ashes, whatever it may be. But look at the passage that we have, this beautiful passage that Simon just beautifully read to us from Luke chapter 13, a really well-known parable of Jesus about a mustard seed growing into a beautiful tree. And it is a really well-known parable and one that we're using to think about the life of Peace Pottage. With each church, we're trying to link it to something in Scripture that can teach us something about where we think God might be calling us as a church. And with Warning Lid and with Peace Pottage, I think this passage came to my mind for a couple of reasons. It is, as I said, a well-known parable. Jesus taking the example when talking about the kingdom of God. The context of this is he's just done a healing on the Sabbath. The religious authorities obviously are not particularly happy about the fact he's done that. And it begins this big discourse around the kingdom of God and what the kingdom of God looks like and how it's so countercultural to what the world is showing and even countercultural to what people were expecting the kingdom of God to be like. And in Luke's gospel, this is a very short summary of what some of the other gospels expand on a little bit more. But he gives this example of the kingdom of heaven being like a mustard seed. Not the smallest of all seeds, but a small seed nonetheless. And it grows into a magnificent tree. The kind of tree that they think Jesus was talking about here was a kind of mustard tree that would grow to 20 feet high and the crown being almost as wide. So it's a massive thing that it would grow into. Sadly, Phil's not here to talk to us about trees today. He has a lot of expertise that he'd be able to bring to this. I did look it up, and obviously the growing of a tree has a number of different stages, a third of which I just couldn't pronounce, so I wouldn't even begin to try to describe it to you now. I know nothing about it. But this picture of a tree starting as a seed and then becoming this huge tree in which birds find their rest and their safety. And he's using this to explain about the kingdom of God. You see, when you look at the world around us and you look at things that are wrong with the world, take, for example, the environmental issues that we're facing, we tend to want, as people, solutions as big as the problem. don't we? When we see a massive problem, we want a solution that's as big, that will have a massive impact straight away, because that's exciting and it's fresh and it feels like it would make a difference. That's the way we tend to think. We want a solution as big as the problem. But when you look at the kingdom of God, that doesn't seem to be how God always works. Yes, God can bring in massive change radically overnight. He does and has done that. But actually, when you look at how the kingdom of God more often works, it begins small, unseen, subtle, discreet, humble, in the background in many ways, and then grows into something much more significant. So if you were to say that the biggest problem that we face at the moment as the church is church decline, we want a solution as big as the problem. So massive churches. But actually, when you look at how the kingdom of God has worked through the church in the past, yes, you have that incredible moment of Pentecost, but that began with 12. It began with a few faithful people praying and trusting and waiting and believing and discipling, and then God built from that. You look at any revival in the history of this nation or any nation where incredible revivals have happened, and if you've never read about revivals, highly commend it. It's heartening, encouraging, exciting. It restores faith in the church and what God is doing. It's absolutely beautiful. But most of the revivals you read about, no matter how big they became, didn't begin with the entire church going out on the streets and telling people about Jesus. They began with one or two faithful people praying in a room, "Thy kingdom come." You look at all the movements that have become huge global movements now, and even denominations now, of the Salvation Army, of the Methodist movement, and all those things. They didn't begin with this massive thing. They began with one or two individuals seeing a need, meeting that need, and making a difference. When you look around the world at all the hurt and the broken and the war and the famine, the kingdom of God isn't found in big, massive ways. It's found in those one or two individuals who invite people into their homes, who build orphanages quietly in the background. You won't find the kingdom of God in your news headlines. You will find it working and building in small, unspoken ways. So when it comes to thinking about starting a church in Peace Pottage, it's not about rushing in and setting up a new congregation and saying, "Isn't this wonderful?" It's primarily about being present, about building relationships, discovering needs and meeting them where we can. It's about partnering with those who are already doing the work, like Sarah at the school, with Thacombe Homes and with the hospice when they move in as well. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. When we're thinking about what God might be building in Peace Pottage or in Morningnid, we're talking about seeing those small opportunities we have to build the kingdom of God in those places. But the other reason that I was particularly drawn to this particular parable when thinking about Peace Pottage and Morningnid was to do with what the theme it has around rest and safety. The image Jesus gives is of a tree that is wide with its branches, that provides protection and a place of rest for wildlife, for the birds of the air. And I can't help feeling as though this could become a major theme in whatever God builds, both at Peace Pottage and in Morningnid. But it also speaks about hospitality. I don't know about you, but every sermon I've ever heard on this passage has been about the seed and the tree. And I've never heard a sermon on the birds. There's got to be a significance to why Jesus used that analogy. It's not just about the seed and the tree, it is about the birds as well. And if you've ever sat in your garden and you have a big tree, you'll find that there's not just one type of bird that's in that tree. There'll be a whole wealth of different varieties of species of bird that find their rest and their refuge and their safety and their nesting and their, whatever it is they're doing in that tree, particularly in mustard trees, which were so large and because of where they were. And that jumped out at me. And it was only this morning, as I was having my quiet time listening to Lectio 365, that I realized how significant that is, because there was two sentences in that really spoke to me this morning. That hospitality is central to the kingdom of God. Hospitality, that come as you are mentality, is central to the kingdom of God. The true biblical hospitality, as I've said before, of how when you've got someone in front of you, they are the most important in the world to you at that moment. That's genuine biblical hospitality. Jesus modeled it beautifully and perfectly. Take the story of Zacchaeus or any other story where Jesus encountered individuals. But it also went on to say this, which was like an arrow to the heart for me this morning. The church should be the most welcoming and diverse community on earth. The church should be the most welcoming and diverse community on earth. I think that's hugely at the heart of what God is calling for Peace Pottage and for Warninglid and for all of our churches, actually, I believe. But there's an opportunity with these new churches to do a new thing in a new way, or an old thing in a new way, or whatever it may be that God is calling us to do. And I think there's something significant also about the parable of the leavened bread. Again, he asks, what shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked through all of the dough. Now, there's a couple of things that are significant there. The first is patience. Waiting on God. Waiting on the Spirit's leading with the things that he's calling us to. Trusting in his timing and the work that he's doing seemingly behind the scenes that I've already talked about. God has been at work in Peace Pottage for many years. God has been at work in Warninglid for many years and in all our villages for many years. And what we're seeing in this season is almost like the fruit of that. Almost like the bread is rising. Do you know what I mean? And we're ready to see what God's going to do. But it's also the fact that the flour worked through all of the dough. And I think there is a significance in what God is building in Peace Pottage and in Warninglid is going to benefit the whole. The whole of us are going to be impacted by what God is building there in a really positive, exciting, encouraging, enlivening, faith-enriching way. As we were talking about last week, with the passage that we had last week, our faith is kind of brought to fruit when we step out and see God do amazing things. And I think that's what we're seeing in Peace Pottage. Our faith will be encouraged by what we see God build here. But unless he builds it, our labours will be in vain. So it's got to be his work. And whilst it can all seem and sound very exciting, which it is, and whilst it can be clear that we have so many opportunities, which we do, the process of making that potential into reality is one that needs to be navigated primarily prayerfully and led by the Holy Spirit. Not by us working and then saying, God bless what we're doing, but by us stopping and saying, God, what are you doing and how can we join in? Where are you calling us to be part of that? And as we do that, our prayer primarily will be with Warninglid, with Peace Pottage, with all of our villages in mind, God, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And his kingdom may not look like this big explosion of wonder. It could do that, and God bring revival, praying that every day. But also it may begin in small ways and seeing what God does with that. Whilst also keeping our mind to what lies ahead for us. And our motive behind all the things we do is seeking his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Because we know that his kingdom is what is best for all people. His rule, his reign, relationship with him is what we want everyone in Peace Pottage, in Warninglid, in Handcross, in Slapham, and in Staplefield to know. And so when looking to the future, we simply pray, and I urge you to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen.